We're here to talk about great coffee. Frank and honest coffee.
Can I get a flat white, please?
From medium roast beans ground to perfection. To the pour of our subtly sweet espresso. Making a frank and honest coffee is an exquisite process. And one that's carried out to step-by-step perfection in every cup. Enjoy a frank and honest coffee today in Centra and SuperValue stores nationwide.
FarmView with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by GlanviaConnect.com.
Hello, welcome along to your weekly farming programme. Well, as usual, it's Kieran O'Connor with a packed show, and once again, a very busy farm view for you this week. On this week's programme, I'll have an update on the very successful social farming initiative in Waterford when I visited one of the host farms, the Sullivan Farm in Brisca, Kilrossendy, to meet all involved. We'll also hear about Glanbia Ireland's new solar PV renewable energy initiative, and plus we hear how a serious farm accident has impacted on one woman's life. And plus, as always, we'll have our farming calendar.
Farm View with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
With GlanviaConnect.com, Ireland's biggest online farming shop and more.
Well, earlier in the year we spoke about social farming and indeed a big open day which was on in Carlow. So I got a chance to visit one of the social farms of two in West Waterford, down in Brisca in Kilrossendy, to the Sullivan Farm. And on the farm I got a chance to talk to several of the people involved in this whole social farm concept. First of all, the development officer for the social farm in the area, Gillian McCarthy. Gillian, I spoke to you earlier in the year about an open day in Carlow, but now you're up and running here in Waterford.
Yeah, Kieran, we've been here in Waterford for a few years now. We've two farms, one in Lismore and one here in Lemmybrine in the right. West of the county, but we've some farms down around the city as well that have come on board with us.
So to people who didn't hear us the last time, the whole concept of social farming, you might just give the background of where it all came from.
Social farming started off in Ireland as a cross-border project in 2011-14. We started a network then from that, and it's been building ever since. We have regional hubs around the country, so that's where Waterford Leader Partnership have gotten involved in the rolling out of social farming in the southeast.
First of all, the funding of this, and then obviously working very much with Carriglee in all of this in West Waterford.
The Department of Agriculture have come on board with us and are funding the social farming placements. Carriglee have been really good and come on board with the concept down here and have worked with their participants, got them out onto farm here in Lemmybrine and in Lismore.
Of course, Waterford Leader Partnership, where you're involved, very much supportive of this whole concept.
Absolutely. It really fits into rural development and how we can keep people on our farms and get our farms more involved in community work as well.
You mentioned Carriglee, and of course the man coordinating from the Carriglee area, of course, is John Hanlon. John, this whole concept, speaking to you before we came in here, you're delighted with the whole concept of social farming, what it entails and how good it can be for all participants.
It's a very good concept. Incorporates getting participants back into rural community engagement and involvement with the rural farming community, in particular here in West Waterford. The whole concept started with Carriglee Cordial Services there just over 2 years ago, when Maeve Ann Moynihan and myself got involved as coordinators on behalf of Carriglee Cordial Services. And it was to enable participants to integrate, to connect them with people, to enhance their lives. And that's basically the whole concept of the social farming.
Now, you were very much involved in the Carriglee farm in the past, and you mentioned that the two guys that are here today, and we'll speak to them later on, Christy and Michael, how beneficial working on a farm. So now you're keeping that dream alive for them on a practical working farm.
Well, about 7 years ago, Carriglee Farm ceased production and was sold on to a new buyer. And a number of service users or participants of these schemes were working on the farm in Carriglee at the time. And I think to today, we have about 10 participants availing of this social farming scheme. We had five or six last year and a similar number this year.
And for the participants, what does it do for them?
It really enhances their life, gives them new ideas, they learn new opportunities, they learn different tasks, to meet the community, to integrate with the families, basically do everything.
It's very therapeutic, I suppose, and really rewarding for them.
Yeah, everything the family does in the day, the lads are involved in it, so it's a really family integration.
And you're very steeped, of course, steeped and lucky to have two very willing partners in the Sullivan Farm here in Brisca, Kilrossendy, and Hales in Lismore.
We have two very good farm families involved here, and I must say, all the family get involved with the participants, and the lads really love it. And today, we've just males involved in today, but there's no reason why the female section can't get involved either. And basically it's to maybe get new people involved as well, and maybe to get an awareness out there is what we're trying to do today.
So we'll have a chat, thanks there John from Carriglee, we'll have a chat with the two host farmers. First of all, Michael Hale from Lismore. Mike, you're delighted you got involved. I spoke to you earlier about this. You're farming up there in Lismore, you're involved in the beef sector, indeed horse as well, but delighted you got involved with the social farming.
I am, yeah, and all the family, and my wife and two daughters. Mm-hmm.
So once a week you have the guys arriving from Carriglee.
Yeah, they come in the Daisy Link bus, and someone of us running from, we drop them back at the appointed time, and they participate away in whatever is happening on the day.
And you get involved in the day-to-day chores on the farm?
Yeah. No, there's no changes when they come, they muck into what's
happening.
And I'm
sure you actually look forward to the guys coming as much as they look forward to you.
Yeah, no, they do leave you a lot when they go away.
And you'd recommend any other farmers out there who might be listening to get involved in the social farming scheme as a host farmer? Indeed, you mentioned earlier from a department point of view, and indeed from insurance point of view, that's all covered.
Yeah. No, it is all covered, yeah.
Michael, listen, best of luck and well done on getting involved. Now to our host farmer here. We're down in Briska, as I said, in Lammy Brian, and I got a chance to talk to Brian O'Sullivan, of course, surrounded by his wife, Niamh, of course, his mum, Peggy, and his granny, Biddy. But Brian, first of all, well done on getting involved.
Thanks.
And how did you decide to get involved, or what attracted you to this scheme?
I've been a support worker in disability and mental health services for years myself, and I'd always seen like the benefit of being outside with the lads and just doing a little bit of work outside. And then when Social Farming Ireland were looking for host farmers, we just thought it would be the perfect opportunity.
So you might tell our listeners about the enterprise you have here, the type of enterprise you're involved in, and what the participants can actually get involved in on the Sullivan farm.
So we're a small traditional farm. We're basically calf to beef. We keep a few horses, a bit of poultry, and a polytunnel for the veg as well. So the lads will come around and do pretty much everything that we're doing from day to day. We usually start out with the feeding and checking the stock, and then whatever other jobs are, could be anything. If we built a raised flower bed there recently, but it could be anything, the bit of fencing, whatever needs to be done on the farm, lads will muck in.
And you find that they very much get involved and are eager to get involved and are willing participants as such?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And like, as we all get to know each other, we get to know what the lads' preferences are. Some lads will be more into the animals and the horses, some lads will be more into the horticulture, and we try to balance that and try to get a little bit of everything that somebody's into in the day.
And done. I presume good with the young calves as well?
Yeah, the calves are a big hit with everyone.
And Brian, as regards then, you're very much making part of the family. They're in and out, we're having the cup of tea here this morning, beautiful sunny day down here in Briska, but in for the meals and part of the family as well.
Yeah, and that's a huge part of what social farming is about. It's really about the social aspect, coming in for the tea break and coming in for the lunch. And even from our perspective, the three generations that live on the farm, we probably from one end of the week to the other, we're never together, but on the social farming day we all sit down together and have the coffee and the lunch.
And you look forward to the lads arriving?
Oh, absolutely. My grandmother is 94 and she bakes the cornbread for them every week. So, yeah, it brought great life back to the farm.
Brilliant. Now, before we talk to the lady herself, we want to talk to the two participants from Dungarb, Michael Keating from Childers Estate, formerly Ballyleven. Yes. Michael, you're enjoying your time out here on the farm.
Loving it.
What do you like best on the farm?
Feeding the hens and the ducks and the geese.
The poultry, the hens, the ducks and the geese. Yeah. And I believe you're very much involved with the flower bed as well.
The flower bed, yes. Yeah. Was a great idea.
You love the farming?
Yes.
Yeah. And you missed the farm out in Carriglee?
Oh, big time.
Big time. But getting the opportunity to come out here, when you heard this was involved, you put up your hand, you said to John, put me down.
Straight away.
Yeah. Michael, listen, well done. Great to see you. You're, of course, Childers Estate and, of course, formerly of Ballylemon. To any of our listeners out there, Michael Keating. Yes. Good to talk to you, Michael.
Oh, good to talk to you.
Christy Kerwin. Christy needs no introduction to anybody out around Carriglee, originally from Old Parish. Christy, you're enjoying it down here in Briska on the farm?
Yeah, I do.
What jobs do you like best?
Anything.
I heard you're good at the calves.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, no. And of course, you're originally from Old Parish, so you know all about farming.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Well, right. Christy, listen, great to talk to you and great to see you wearing your gain equine nutrition there. And finally, we mentioned about the lady herself. She's here. We'll ask herself how long she's here. Granny Biddy. Granny, I believe you're the woman that looks after a lot of these beautiful cakes here every day for the lads.
I do. I look forward to them coming.
Right.
I love to see them coming. I like doing something for them.
And you always do the best of baking for them.
If I could teach you how to play 45, now I'd be happy.
Is that it? You told me before you came in, you're a blow into Kilrossandy. You're from Rathgormack.
Yeah.
How many years ago did you arrive here?
71 years in October. I'll be 71. Here.
And do you mind me asking, how old are you?
I'll be 94 in October.
My God.
Yeah.
What's the secret of the success? You're looking as brightly, you're up, you're at doing your jobs, doing your baking and staying involved.
Yeah, keep involved in lots of things, you know.
Yeah.
And I play whist, I go to whist every
Brilliant.
Week.
And you must have been delighted with the activity. You have your own daughter, you have all the generations
here. Yeah, I didn't. It is grand since they came down living here, and Brian is and Niamh.
You love a busy farm, don't you? You love the activity.
Oh, I do. I love all the things going happening.
You've seen a lot of change on the farming front.
Yeah. Milking the cows with the hand, we started to show everything.
It was a big thing travelling from Rathgormer to Kilrossney that time. That was a big move.
It was a big move. I didn't see the place until I got married. Couldn't come to see, to be unlucky.
Oh.
Yeah. Didn't see where I was coming. I came in at dark at night back from my honeymoon.
And you remember probably going to your very first mass down here in Kilrossney?
Oh, I did. Yeah.
And they're all saying, who's this new woman from Rathgormer? And Billy, you told me you're a big fan of WLR and you miss Billy McCarthy.
Oh, I do.
You're a big Billy fan.
I'm getting used to it. Today, again. Love it.
Well, Billy, listen, it's great to see you in such fettle and to all the family.
And it's great to meet you all.
Yeah, listen, thanks a million. And I know the lads are delighted, everyone involved. Gillian and John from Carriglee were telling me that you're really, literally the hose farmer here.
Listen, I get plenty of help, sure.
Thanks a million. And listen, I might give the fine word to Peggy. Peggy, you must be thrilled to see the activity back on the farm.
I'm absolutely delighted. Absolutely, yeah. They bring so much. I mean, you know, we get such satisfaction out of it. We look forward to every week. We really are all great friends, you know.
Yeah.
We really get to know each other and we find out about the other activities the boys are engaged in when they're not here. And
right.
We learn so much about their lives and their past. And it's so interesting.
Well, I can feel the warmth of it here and I can see how much it means
good
to
laugh
everyone,
around
both
the table.
To yourselves and to the lads, everyone involved.
Absolutely.
Listen, you're a great advert for social farming. To the Sullivans and everyone involved, well done. And hopefully that we'll hear more about social farming into the future.
Farm View with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
With Glanbia Connect.com. Thousands of products in the palm of your hand.
And you're welcome back to part two of Farmview. Now, before we hear about Glanbia Ireland's new generated renewable energy initiative, and also, of course, we'll talk to a woman about a very serious farm accident and indeed how it has impacted in her life. Let's have a look at some eyes from our farming calendar. First of all, turning to Dungarvan Mart, well, it's general cattle and calf sale at Monday's Mart, commencing as always 11 o'clock on Monday morning. Farmer markets, we've offer Farmers Market, John Robert Square, as well as the Butlerstown Market, and also, of course, on Saturday mornings, we've Strably Market in the Cove Bar. On Sundays, this is more Farmers Market, Castle Avenue is more. Every Sunday, while in Ardmore, we have the Ardmore Farmers Market just off the beach car park. On Thursdays, Dungarvan Farmers Market, Grattan Square, Dungarvan, every Thursday morning. While on Friday, it's Dungarvan Country Markets at the Causeway Tennis Club in Abbeyside. And also, of course, we have the Waterford Country Markets every Friday morning in St. Olaf's Hall. Now, the summer show jumping leaves are up and running. Indeed, the show jumping lead, of course, in Shanakill House Equestrian Centre in Kilmac, which was officially opened last weekend, the fabulous new facility in Kilmac. Every Friday, the show jumping leads continue for all categories during the summer months, with the finals taking place in September. While the very successful show jumping leagues, the unregistered show jumping leagues at the Phelan Family Farm in Kappa, well, they come to conclusion on Thursday next, with the finals of the show jumping leagues in the Phelan Farm on Thursday next at 5 p.m. Promise to be a great evening of action in Phelan's, and well done to all involved in a very successful show jumping league. Two dates for your diary. Dungarvan Agricultural Show will take place at Ballygagan on Thursday week at Ballygagan. Indeed, we'll preview the big event on next week's programme. And also a date for your diary, don't forget Camfer International Horse Trials and Country Fair. And of course, this year hosting the Nations Cup, promised to be a fabulous weekend at the end of the month, will take place from Friday 26th to Sunday 28th. Again, we'll have more details on next week's programme.
Farm View with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
With GlanbiaConnect.com, Ireland's biggest online farming shop and more.
Well, earlier this week, Glanbia Ireland announced that they are delighted to bring a farm-generated renewable energy initiative to the farming community. In partnership with SSE Electricity and Activate Solar Energies, Glanbia Ireland are launching this renewable solar energy solution to market. So to find out more about this, Hugh Martin, he's the Business Excellence Manager for the Agri Division in Glanbia Ireland. First of all, Hugh, why did you decide at this stage to get into partnership with indeed SSE Electricity and Activate as regards solar energy?
SSE are currently our energy providers within Glanbia Ireland. They are also part owners of one of the largest rooftop solar companies in Ireland, Activate. So that's where the natural point to start with for us when we wanted to enter this space. We sat down with the teams.
Now, obviously, this whole area of renewable solar energy, we all know about where Ireland has to go in all of this. How much focus is this for your average milk supplier, or is this across the board, across all agri enterprises?
Open to all agri enterprises. It will be probably very much focused on the dairy sector, because when you look at the dairy farming on a day-to-day basis, you have a lot of concentrated energy consumption under one roof. And really, that's what the likes of the solar technologies and packages can support. However, having said that, it's open to all sectors, and you would have other sectors like the pig sectors, who would be very big energy consumers, not as much so in the beef area, but also we will have domestic packages as part of this solution. So various packages available for various requirements.
So obviously there's very attractive grants, and indeed also there's TAMS funding as well. But as regards the finance of all of this, farmers are listening to us, like the idea of getting involved with this whole area of panels and these solar PV solutions. But how do farmers get involved, and what's the deal here as regards what Glanbia Ireland can offer?
So what we've tried to bring to the market here is more than just a standard solar PV solution. We're trying to bring, number one, very importantly, I think from the farmer perspective, is a turnkey offering. So from the very early stages of grant applications, it's about supporting the farmer in that stage, right through to the installations of the technologies. And also from a funding perspective, Glanbia Ireland are delighted to say that they've opened up FundEquip to this model, and there is 100% funding available to the farmers.
So when you mean FundEquip to the non-initiated, what does that actually mean?
So FundEquip is a current model that we run in Glanbia Ireland. People might be familiar with it from recent generator offering through the following the storms of last year. Really, what it is a solution through Finance Ireland, and we can support the administration of that for the farmer and provide the funding solution.
But obviously, from a farmer point of view, the process indeed the benefits of all of this, but the process, how does a guy get involved or find out more about this whole FarmGen solar PV solution?
So there's a few different ways. There is the ability to go on to Glanbia Connect, and we have an expression of interest form online. Fill in 3 or 4 very simple boxes to putting in your name, address, contact details, and that expression of interest form goes through to Activate, our partner in this, and the flow of contact will happen from that. There's also the option to look at the brochure in Branch, or your business manager will have access to the brochures, and there is a form, perforated part of the brochure is a form which has a self-prepaid postage as part of that, and also there is a 1890 phone number to dial in as well.
But and just finally on this whole area, if guys are anxious to get involved, a typical dairy farmer, obviously there's a big demand in the morning for milking, big in the evening, dip during the day. How does that work itself out? I know some companies talk about a battery system, but what do you envisage as regards yourselves, FarmGen, and indeed SSE Electricity?
First of all, it's important to say that we can provide whatever solution is required for the farmer, depending on the size of the farm he has. The, you know, whether he's milking 100 cows, 200 cows will all dictate his energy consumption. We would envisage a standard package possibly not requiring a battery. We have a hot water divert solution which will, as part of this package, which will divert spare energy being generated during the day. If it's not being consumed in milk cooling, it will divert into water heating.
So really, this new FarmGen solar PV solution, you're involved with SSE Electricity and Activate Solar Energies. It's a very exciting project, and I suppose to find out more, as you say, you can go to the website. I'm sure a lot of information on the website, www.farmgen.com. And indeed talk to your local business manager, I suppose that's probably the best to you.
Yes, your local business manager, your branch team, your farm development team, or indeed farmgen.ie or Glanbia Connect.
Yeah. Well, Hugh, listen, the very best to look to it. It's a very exciting project. Great to see all three coming together. Indeed, you have Glanbia Ireland, you have SSE Electricity, and of course also you have Activate Solar Energies. Hugh Martin, a business excellence manager for Glanbia Ireland. Hugh, thanks for talking to us, and I'm sure we'll hear a lot about this whole area over the next few weeks. Thanks for talking to us.
Thanks, Karen.
One very busy centre at the Moor Park Open Day was the Farm Safety Village, or the FPD Farm Safety Village, on which a woman who had an experience of a very serious accident almost 10 years ago, Anne Doherty of Slieve Roo in South Kilkenny, told her story. First of all, Anne, on a day like today, fair play to you to come out and actually tell your story to the general public here at Moor Park.
Well, yeah, thanks very much for interviewing me. It is hard to talk about it, although, as I say, it's almost 10 years now, but I found that by speaking in colleges and speaking in different places, it does seem to help if you can get even young people or older, just to concentrate a little bit more at the time on what they're doing, it actually is worth saying it.
So Anne, going back to 10 years ago, what actually happened on your farm?
Well, I wasn't actually on our own farm. I just happened to be driving home one evening. I had the children with me in the car, and as I came around a bend in the road, neighbours' cattle had broken out and they were out on the road. So I rang the owner, and he was probably finished milk and he didn't get to answer, and I rang his brother. But look, these things happen, these people are busy. So I rang my own husband, and he managed to turn around the cattle on the road up to near where I was with the car. So I just had to open a gate to let the animals back into the field, and as I went a few steps into the field, I didn't realise there was a bull in there, and here he was. I actually felt him before I saw him. I could feel the ground shaking and he coming for me. So within the space of a couple of seconds, it was all over. Everything changed. Yeah, I mean, he struck me in the chest and I went up in the air and back down on the ground on one side of my back. I ended up with broken sternum and ribs and a few hand fractures as well from the way I landed. And on landing then, I twisted my pelvis at one side. So that was the initial damage at the time.
Of course, not alone was there a physical damage, the whole mental damage and the whole psychological of that event.
Absolutely.
Obviously has stayed with you.
Yeah, that's a huge part. I mean, I've been through nightmares, night terrors, post-traumatic stress. Between trying to handle the physical pain and, you know, dairy and beef farming, it's a busy life, and three young children as well. I had gone back to work part-time, but I just wasn't able to juggle everything. The pain was too severe physically, but it got too much emotionally.
And where did you go for help then? Because obviously it was a very serious situation. Did you find it hard to talk to people about it?
I found it very, very hard initially to talk about it. And when I had breakdown, I did have to get help. Now, I found counselling, a great man now in County Carlow that really, really helped. I was referred to, and definitely it was a newer type of therapy that's not really available in Ireland. But ongoing, that helped me through a very, very black area. Now I still have depression.
And do you find then that going out and speaking at events like this is even therapeutic for you, while indeed for the general public?
Yes.
The audience here were spellbound as you told your story.
Yeah, it was very hard in the beginning to speak, but as I say, I do feel that if it helps, you know, even one young person going out in the day to just stop and think and focus at the time, and actually talking to other survivors now. I felt guilty for so long that I was alive, but having spoken to people through Embrace Farm Support Network, they're based in County Laois and were founded because of farm fatality. They help survivors as well and their families, and they're a huge help to me.
Of course, and you mentioned it there, farm fatalities, and we all get the figures year on year, unfortunately way too high, but also there's the serious injury like your own injury that actually life changing injuries that have a huge effect as well, and not alone on the survivor but indeed all their family.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, Liam, my husband, I know it's hard on him. There's, you know, I can't be spontaneous in any way. You don't know a day that I could be, you know, stuck to the bed with pain with the way the spinal damage
is. So you're still suffering. I see your stick here 10 years on.
Yeah, I have ongoing spinal damage. It's now degenerative. It won't get better, but it's just to maintain it as long as I can.
So Anne, as regards Embrace, you mentioned there in passing, that's been a great organisation, as you said, people who had fatalities or indeed serious injury coming together and indeed supporting each other.
Oh, vital. Yeah, I mean, they're a lovely young couple. Brian and Norma were only just married when Brian's father, Liam, died tragically in a farm accident, and they've just created a network of support for people that you wouldn't believe the power that it has given people in both living survivors and bereaved families. They're very good.
Well, Anne, you did a fabulous job here today. It took great bravery to be here at the big open day in Moore Park, and indeed at the Farm Safety FPD section of the event. Anne Doherty of Slievroo, and once again I'll give out the Farm Embrace website. It's www.embracefarm.com. Listen, Anne, well done. Congrats.
Thanks very, very much. Thank you, and thanks for your time.
But before we go on our racing front, great week again for Waterford. Connections cross channel with wins for Kappa Jock Tom Queeley at Sandown, Dunmore East owner Jim Power at Perth, and a nice winner for Dungarvan Jock Trevor Whelan at Bath, who's on a great run at present. Back home with wins at Tipperary for Villastown owner trainer Pat Duffy, and indeed Villastown Jock Mikey Hamill. So great local Villastown success last weekend at Tipperary. Also at Wexford with wins for Knocking trainer Henry de Bromet, and also for Tala owner breeder John Morrison. While at Roscommon, Dungarvan trainer John Kiley and Ardmore owner breeder Liam Gleeson were back in the winner's enclosure. So great week all round for Waterford Connections. Well, that's it for this week's programme. So from Ollie and Sound and myself, Kieran O'Connor's, goodbye for now, but hopefully I'll have your company again same time next week.
Farm View with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
With GlanviaConnect.com, Ireland's biggest online farming shop and more.
We're here to talk about great coffee. Frank and honest coffee.
Can I get a flat white, please?
From medium roast beans ground to perfection, to the pour of our subtly sweet espresso. Making a frank and honest coffee is an exquisite process. And one that's carried out to step-by-step perfection in every cup. Enjoy a frank and honest coffee today in Centra and SuperValue stores nationwide.
SuperValue online shopping delivers value. You now get €15 off your first online shop over €75 on top of the same great value promotions you'll find in store. And you can earn real rewards points with every online shop. Shop online now at supervalue.ie. It's got to be SuperValue.